So, welcome to what could be the latest edition of my podcast. And, you know, I intended to make it work. I actually do a lot more. And fortunately, that never came about. Life got busy and struggles got real. So, I didn't get to do all I wanted to do and didn't get to talk as much as I wanted to talk and kind of, you know, speak to people and reach out to them. And I wish I could have, but you know what? It's almost a new year and I'm trying to do it again. So, I don't know if you can hear, but I'm actually right now, it's about almost 10 o'clock p.m. and I'm here at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, staring at the ocean and pretty much by myself now. I mean, it's 40 some degrees outside, it's cold, but yeah, right now it's dark, cold, and all I see is some hotel lights and that's about it. There's nothing out there in the ocean. It's just it's a blackness and I hear the waves. But you know what? I'm comfortable, and this is where I like to be right now. I mean, it really is. I wish that, I'm sorry for the noise, I'm trying to keep the wind away, but, you know, I guess for me right now, you know, it's a little me time, and I'm comfortable, and I'll tell you why. You know, especially with anxiety and depression and everything, as for right now, you know, I know that my kids are warm, they're inside, my wife's warm inside, and it's just me, and I'm okay with that. You know, it's, for me personally, it's a comforting feeling knowing that, you know, they're taken care of, everyone is safe and all right, and I don't have to worry. I know it's taken care of. And two, another reason why I'm okay is I've tried to just surrender and let God do with me, for me, what, you know, He will and what I can do, and trying to, you know, help push all the doubts and fears and everything away, which ain't easy, not in the slightest. It's kind of hard, but so standing here, and I'm sure maybe you can hear the waves, not the wind, sorry about that, but I can look out here to the ocean. I'm not afraid, I'm not scared, I'm all alone here, there's literally nobody around me, it's black, but it's a calmness, and it's a peacefulness. You don't get that too often. I get racing thoughts. And I get overwhelmed. Jeez, do I get overwhelmed with stuff so much. I've got so much just going on that, you know, I'm trying to take care of and do. And it's not easy. It's really not. And that's what I hope to do a little bit more, you know, with the podcast and kind of get back into it. And I'll do what I can, and you know, we want to talk to people and maybe even help them if I can. I really would want to. I really would like to, and at least, if nothing else, just, you know, you can listen to me ramble on. But hopefully it makes a difference or it helps you, or if nothing else, at least you can have a laugh at my life or just enjoy a little bit, or take from it what you will. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to get away and talk a little bit tonight and say how I was feeling, where I was, what was kind of going on with things. Okay, so I walked away from the boardwalk, at least get out, and you know, I wanted to do this. I wanted to try to update the podcast for a while and at least talk a little bit about things, and it helps me. Like I said, hopefully it helps some of you all and makes you feel not so alone in the world when it comes to either anxiety, depression, PTSD, anything like that. Because I know for me, if I don't feel that I'm alone, it does make a difference. And also too, still going through trying to fix the alcohol addiction, because that's what it is. It's an addiction. I won't hide it anymore. I've been doing a little bit better. And I've been exercising. You know, truthfully, for me, it's just, it's that, well, once you get to that point, that nice warm numb feeling, and it helps me relax in the evening time because I stay so stressed, and it's not helping me lose weight, and it's not helping me, you know, in that regard. But I still struggle with it. It's still in my mind all the time. Trying to do what I can to not have it and not deal with it anymore, but it's still there. So yeah. But you know, I'm trying to remember last time I actually updated the podcast. It's been a while. I've had some ups, had some downs. I've started doing some homeschooling for one of the kids, so that's something that's different. That's still learning my niche with that, but it's definitely been interesting. Use some gravel here. Stand by a little pier. You won't be so noisy. Yeah, it's definitely been something, and like I said, I'm gonna try to make it better, and hopefully some people can listen to this, and at least know that I am gonna try to continue it, and like I said, hopefully, even if just with me rambling and talking, just help myself, just at least get the words out to admit some stuff that, you know, I deal with, and that I struggle with. Because Lord knows it's not easy. I try to just hide it. Try to just mask it all. Sometimes that's how I deal with things. I'll just put a mask up and I'll just pretend. I mean, in some ways that's easier than others. But like, I'm dealing stuff with my parents now, and stuff I never would have thought I would have ever had to deal with them, but I guess it is what it is, and I should have seen that toxic relationship years ago and realized how toxic it was, but I was just blinded and tried to make it work. But I see it's not going to. So. But. Well, yeah. So that's what. Kind of out here outside just relaxing. It's cold. It's quiet. It's very nice and quiet. And just a little bit of water. But it's peaceful. It's dark. It's nice and peaceful. It's always peaceful when it's dark. But. Yeah. I'm gonna try to go inside, maybe watch some Netflix and just relax. But yeah, so like I said, I just wanted to kind of say a few things and talk a little bit. And hopefully, like I said, I can get back work into doing a little bit more of the podcast and maybe help some out. So talk to you later. Bye.